This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Could actually be some good news coming out of Newark Airport today as the runway repairs wrap up earlier than expected. How about that? Let's get the story live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, that's what somebody just said to me. How about that? You must have been standing here. A part of the nightmare that has been traveling through Newark Airport the last couple of months is that one of the three runways taken out of service for this complete rehab. Well, it is reopening today, 2 weeks ahead of schedule, and this couple headed back to San Antonio. We chatted about it.
Were you nervous about coming here, though? I mean, Newark's gotten a lot of bad publicity the last couple of months, like, yes. You know, to not fly here.
So. Yes.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, we're afraid we're going to miss our connection.
Okay, but your experience has been okay so far? I
mean, yeah, so far, smooth.
Yes. Extra runway. The runway's got to help, though, right?
I mean, I would think so, yes. It's, you know, we're from Texas, so we're probably not in the know as much as folks, but we had a real good experience here so far.
Now, with all of the issues here at Newark recently, what's happened is they've cut back to 28 takeoffs and landings per hour. With this one runway back now, we're being told it'll be bumped up to 34 per hour, which should help. We also expect to hear more about all of this from the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, today. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Terminal C. At Newark.
Well, from the skies to the roads, pretty soon it may not just be speed cameras watching drivers in the city. It could also be alternate side of the street parking cams as well. While Albany would have to sign off on that, the city council has approved a measure that supports asking the state to approve cameras on city sanitation trucks. During the council hearing last week, Brooklyn's Lincoln Ressler explained the need.
The automating enforcement by the Department of Sanitation will ensure that cars actually move for alternate side parking. When street sweepers, go around our communities, they pick up a ton of garbage on average per route.
The state bill is sponsored in the Assembly by Brooklyn's Brian Cunningham and in the state Senate by Robert Jackson from Manhattan. If it passes, the automated tickets would be capped at $50. Critics call it just another money grab. Gunfire on the Lower East Side Sunday afternoon, where a man was shot in the leg outside a pizza place near Delancey and Clinton Streets. That was around 4 p.m., where witnesses say people started running. So far, no word what happened and no arrests. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Cops now looking for the woman who attacked an MTA bus driver. That was Monday, May 19th, on a BX-10 at Bainbridge Avenue and Van Cortlandt Avenue in East Norwood in the Bronx. Police say it was around 8:40 in the morning when the woman sprayed some unknown substance in the driver's face. The victim was taken to Montefiore and should be okay. The incident was the fourth reported attack on a city transit worker last month. Still no sign of the 15-year-old girl who went missing in the waters off Roosevelt Island last Friday. That teen was last seen near 688 Main Street wearing a bathing suit. The New York Post says a bag, sneakers, and books were found at the scene. Pride Month now underway in New York City with the Stonewall Inn Give Back Initiative hosting its annual kickoff event today. Stonewall founder and CEO Stacey Lentz.
We're having activists and folks that are important, leaders within the LGBTQ community gather to really kind of rally around the idea that we've got to fight now, just like folks did in 1969, because our rights could be erased.
Pride Month got underway in a big way Sunday with the annual Pride Parade in Jackson Heights.
Joy fills the streets of Jackson Heights as LaToya LaFleur marches with Gotham Cheer.
Our goal is really just to bring joy and life, glitter, rainbow, music, dancing.
But there's defiance too, says Chloe Elantari of Queer Big Apple Core.
There is a lot of anti-trans and anti-LGBTQ sentiment.
That's why the theme is Defying Joy, says David Kilmnick of the LGBT Network.
Where we're showing our resilience, but also our celebration of love and unity.
But for most here, it's all about the joy, dancing, singing, and vibrant costumes. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at 37th Avenue and 89th Street.
Another face-off for some of the candidates vying for the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York City. A forum will be held tonight at Cooper Union, hosted by the New York Civil Liberties Union and the state chapter of the NAACP. Andrew Cuomo and Zohran Mamdani are not participating. They will, however, be taking part in a debate featuring nine candidates Wednesday night that will air on NBC4. Two people rescued over the weekend after a small plane went down in the Long Island Sound. This was a single-engine Piper PA-32. It crashed in the water off Brantford, Connecticut, just south of Tweed New Haven Airport. Both people hospitalized in stable condition. So far, no word what went wrong. The FAA will investigate.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.